The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Today is Pentecost, 50 days after the resurrection of Christ. And today specifically marks the day when Christ breathed life into the apostles, just like God did to Adam and Eve. And as Christ breathed on them, they received the Holy Spirit. As Christians, we believe in the Holy Trinity. We often pray to the Father and to the Son. We speak of having relationships with them, of knowing them intimately and personally. But how often do we stop and consider our relationship with the Holy Spirit? How often do we actually send up prayers to the Spirit for guidance and help? We believe in the Trinity. We just don't always pray like it seems. This is almost like a universal Catholic phenomenon. And largely, I think that's because we don't always know much about him or how he works in the world. So who is the Holy Spirit? What does he do? How does he work in and through us in the world? It is the Holy Spirit himself that makes us into living temples of Christ. Our bodies, each of our bodies, through baptism, are temples of the Holy Spirit because the Spirit dwells within us. The Spirit strengthens us in our fight against temptation and sin. He makes us holy through the sacraments. Through baptism, specifically, he has made us children of God and heirs to the kingdom. Through confirmation, he makes us, again, temples, warriors, defenders of the faith. Through confession, he reconciles us to God by the forgiveness of sin. Through the Holy Eucharist, he gives us spiritual nourishment by changing simple bread and wine into the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through holy matrimony, through the priesthood, through the holy orders, he makes the church holy. He sanctifies the body of Christ. He guides the magisterium as a teacher, and he clarifies and reminds us of Christ's teaching. He listens to our prayers. He enables us to pray. He speaks to us, especially through sacred scripture, and he gives us his gifts, fruits, and charisms, and thereby enriches and sanctifies the entire church. Now, I know that probably sounded like a whole lecture on what the Holy Spirit is and what he does, but what does this look like in our own lives? How can we start to see the Holy Spirit's work in our day-to-day activities? When we are spiritually exhausted, and we're just out of energy, not really feeling it, it's the Holy Spirit that encourages us and gives us the energy to keep going in ministry. When we find ourselves giving into sin, the Holy Spirit leads us out. When we can't pray, the Holy Spirit prays for us. When we don't know what to pray, the Holy Spirit gives us the words. When there is no way we can finish the race and finish everything that Christ is calling us to, the Holy Spirit picks us up and carries us to the finish line. So how can we cooperate with this Spirit? How do we actually make sure that we're able to, cooperate? There's an old teaching that the church, which speaks of the promptings of the Holy Spirit. It's like this little voice that speaks to us. No, it's not a voice. You're not going to hear voices. But in the spiritual life, it's a prompting. It's like a call. You just like, oh, there's a beggar on the street. Let me, like, I feel like I need to go and help them. I guarantee you, you've heard it. You felt it. There's that voice that tells us to feed the beggar. That's the Spirit prompting us. When it's the end of the day and we're tired and, you know, maybe we just don't want to pray. It's like, ah, Lord, you know, maybe I'll get to my prayers tomorrow night. The voice that is telling us to pray anyways, prompting us to pray anyways, that's the voice of the Holy Spirit calling us to what's good and true and noble and honorable. When we're in a bad mood, day's just going terribly. The Holy Spirit is that voice that says, you're okay, everything's fine. Just take a nap, eat some breakfast, get up and try again. That's the Holy Spirit. There's all these little promptings throughout our days, and sometimes it's really hard to hear that voice, that prompt. This is largely because there are so many other voices in the world competing, vying for our attention. But the more we pay attention to that little tiny voice, that tiny whisper, that prompting of the Spirit, the easier it becomes to hear. So at the beginning of the spiritual life, it's almost like we have to struggle to hear and understand the voice of God, the voice of the Spirit in our lives. But if we continuously listen to that voice, pay attention to that voice that's calling us to Jesus Christ, to truth, to beauty, to goodness, if we can pay attention to it repeatedly, it's almost like we're amplifying that voice more and more and more in our own lives so that we can actually hear it almost effortlessly. So that if we put in all this time throughout our lives trying to pay attention to that little voice that tells us to go and feed the beggar, 10, 20, 30 years on of listening to that voice, it doesn't even have to be like a shout. It's just, hey, you know what to do. And you know what to do, and you go take care of it. So it's important that we pay attention to this voice, because like I said, if we pay attention to that prompting, it's going to be more and more present. But the opposite is true as well. The more we refuse to listen to that voice, the more we refuse to follow those promptings, the Holy Spirit gets the hint. If we say, no, I don't want to talk to you, I don't want to listen to you, he's like, okay, well, no problem, that's fine. So it becomes much more harder and much more difficult to listen to that prompt, to follow the movements of the Spirit in our life. My brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. He is with us always. He was sent by the Father and the Son to care for us, to encourage us, and to lead us. He is the advocate, the paraclete that was sent by Christ, that he talks about again and again throughout Scripture. So together, let us listen for and follow him until his voice becomes a noise so strong that it's like a driving wind filling the entire house.